This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's about power and control, and it's just one more thing that they've done wrong. I mean, frankly, I don't know that they've done anything right. What was the Quinnipiac poll had his approval rating at 33%. I think the real question is, who are these 33%?
Who are these people?
But I said if they get elected, our country would become a large-scale version of Venezuela, remember? And I didn't really, you know, I said it, and I meant it a little bit. Guess what? It's true.
Venezuela, here I come!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of them.
Including a great American name,
Howie Carr.
Y'all know what day it is?
It's somebody's birthday today.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to join us this afternoon, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And if you're working or if you're off on Martin Luther King Day, feel free to give us a call. We'll be here for all afternoon and into the evening. 844-500-4242. Got a lot of stuff to get to here today. It's amazing how totalitarian the Democrats have become. There's a new poll out today. I'll get into it later. I'll just give you the headline. 59% of Democrats favor government confining unvaccinated Americans to their homes. And the reason for that would be what? Because a vaccination will protect you? That's what Fauci said, but now it appears that's not exactly true, at least not for this latest variant. But still, lock them up. Lock them up. And you need these vaccine passports. I thought Democrats were into equity. More black people are unvaccinated than white people or Asians or Hispanics. So,
well, you can have equity as long as you have a vaccine passport.
Right. And as Jim Jordan said, so you don't need an ID. The Democrats say you don't need an ID to vote, but you do need an ID, a vaccine passport, to go into McDonald's. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? We got a lot of good cuts from Jim Jordan, too, by the way. 844-500-4242. We'll get to a lot of sound cuts this hour. Time now for the Chump Line.
Hey, Joe Biden, today's Monday. You know what that means? It's a whole new week. A whole nother chance to disappoint us once again.
It's beyond disappointment for me. It's great exaggerations, exasperations, I should say.
Happy birthday, Howie. You're now as old as the Today Show.
But at least I'm still coming down for breakfast, unlike Dave Garraway and that chimpanzee they used to have on there. Was it Muggs? Was it Muggs or something like that? J. Muggs something? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Scally's Irish Ale House on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. For mouthwatering shepherd's pie, scrumptious chicken pot pie, or my decadent favorite, the cheeseburger egg roll. Casual dining and an Irish welcome. What more could you ask for? Scally's Irish Ale House is the place to be on Cape Cod.
I signed that letter against Joe Rogan, too. I drank a Diet Dr. Pepper once.
Well, you qualify. You qualify. So does Doc Savage. All kinds of people qualify. You know, Dr. Hunter S. Thompson used to, for him it was a joke when he called himself Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, because he said, I have as much journalism experience more than most of the doctors in the schools of journalism. But he was kidding. These people really think they're doctors. Remember that guy in North Carolina got fired from a board because he refused to call a PhD doctor? And they said it was classist and racist and misogynist. Doctor, come on.
Howie, for your birthday, Joe Biden said he's bringing Lois Lerner out of retirement to audit your taxes. You're welcome.
I think my taxes got audited before Lois Lerner even got her job at the Internal Revenue Service. My taxes first got audited, I think, in about 1984. Believe it or not. A Republican president, and that was a federal audit with a Republican president. There have been many Democrat presidents, many Democrat governors, Republican governors. I've been audited by bipartisan hacks.
Ira Mayer, today we celebrate someone who my family has listened to for many years. Not Howie Carr, but Martin Luther King. In fact, I was the first one to suggest making this a holiday. I proposed calling it Guy My Brother Spied On Day.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's been brought up not enough today on social media. The Kennedys allowed J. Edgar Hoover to wiretap and bug Martin Luther King Jr. And you know why they did that? You know why Bobby Kennedy signed off on that? Because J. Edgar Hoover shut down the investigation of JFK before he was assassinated, sleeping with an East German spy by the name of Ellen Rometsch. And J. Edgar Hoover took care of that by threatening he blackmailed the members of the Senate into dropping the probe. And in return, he got the right to bug Martin Luther King's residences. And then they sent him what they had discovered on the tapes with a letter suggesting that he commit suicide. That's the Kennedys in action for you. And you can read all about it in Kennedy Babylon, Volumes 1 and 2, available at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store.
Is it just me, or does anyone else expect that Joe Biden's speech on Wednesday is going to make Jimmy Carter's malaise speech look like a Gettysburg Address?
Well, it's a press conference, but you know, everybody's comparing the speech about the national malaise in, I think, 1979 to the one in Atlanta last week, and they're saying Jimmy Carter was just wrong. Joe Biden was wrong, and he was mendacious. He was lying about everything. That's the difference. Jimmy Carter was just incompetent. Joe Biden is incompetent and evil.
It is only fitting that today we honor and remember the man affectionately known by Mayor Thomas M. Menino as Martha Luther King. Thank Wu.
Yes, we'd like to play that cut right now. This is let's play cut 32.
We launched our revolution. We first sent John Kennedy to Congress. There were millions of students have come to study, including a great American name, Martin Luther King Jr.
Martha Luther King Jr. Very few women are named Jr., have you noticed that? But Martha Luther King Jr., according to Mumbles Menino. That was at the 2012 Democrat convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or as Joe Biden would say, Charlottesville, Virginia. Or Charleston, too. He threw in Charleston as well. But not Charlestown, just Charleston.
Well, they figured out why Joe Biden's Georgia speech didn't go over that well. It was much more effective in its original German.
I still can't get over the fact that he goes down to Atlanta the day after the Bulldogs win the national championship in a major upset, and he doesn't even mention it at all. Not even a passing line.
Joe Biden wants to give us the full Jimmy Carter experience. How long before we're back in gas lines?
Oh, man. I remember gas lines twice. The third time will not be the charm, I guarantee it.
We already had gas lines with those the hacks on the oil companies.
Those were only in certain scattered areas. I'm talking about national gas lines, Taylor. It could be worse than it was last year. Believe me.
Yeah, that Texas synagogue hostage situation, that was pretty scary, but at least it had a happy ending.
Yeah, I know that guy called in and said they shouldn't have gone in there and killed him once the hostages got out. But, you know, I'm kind of with you, caller, that it was kind of a happy ending. I mean, do we really need another Sarnaev, getting his stimulus checks from the local Democrats and Bernie Sanders saying that he should be allowed to vote from the supermax prison he's at? I'm glad that he got his 72 virgins right on schedule.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Betty White, Andy Kaufman, Howie Carr.
Uh-oh.
Name three January 17th born relics who won't be in any new movies anytime soon.
Hey-o!
It's not exactly true. Does a documentary count, Taylor?
No. It's got to be a theatrical release.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe I won't be. I don't have any plan. I'm in a documentary, though, that's coming out next month, I think, on Reels. It's called Bloody Boston. I was looking at it. It's pretty decent, I'd say. It's 4 hours so far.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for today's Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. You can also hear a second Chump Line with the messages we didn't play just now. It's a whole new Chump Line. It's called Chop Chumps. You can get Chop Chumps around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Scally's Irish Ale House on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. For mouthwatering shepherd's pie, scrumptious chicken pot pie, or my decadent favorite, the cheeseburger egg roll. Casual dining and an Irish welcome. What more could you ask for? Scally's Irish Ale House is the place to be on Cape Cod.
I signed that letter against Joe Rogan, too. I drank a Diet Dr. Pepper once.
My condolences to you having to drink a Dr. Pepper of any form, but you qualify. I'll read that story when we come back about the real 270 doctors. Big story in Rolling Stone. Biggest story since the UVA rape case. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
808 says an attack on Dr. Pepper is an attack on science. I wish I'd thought of that. You notice in one of our loops, we have Dr. Fauci saying, I can't say I was a good basketball player. That's for other people to say. So he can't say whether he was a good basketball player in high school, which I rather doubt, even, 100 years ago, because he was only about 5'7", 5'8". But he is willing to say, I am science. He can say I am. He can't say he was a good basketball player in high school.
I want to ask you about basketball. I know, you were a star player for Regis High School. I think you led the team to the championship. So you've got to be fan, right?
Well, first of all, a mild correction. I played basketball. Whether I'm a star or not is up to others, and we didn't win the championship.
But I am DeScience. I can say I'm DeScience without fear of contradiction because I am Dr. Fauci, and I have a $10.4 million worth of stock that I have accumulated during my 55 years at the public trot. Doing well by doing good. That's what he would say, I'm sure. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now that the Patriots have been eliminated, who are you rooting for to go to the Super Bowl? The Tampa Bay Bucks, the Green Bay Packers, the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, or other?
I'm with Joe Rogan's favorite NFL MVP quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
25% say the Packers, 45% say the Buccaneers, 16% for the Bills, 6% for the Chiefs, and 8% say other.
Other. The Rams. The Bengals. Some of these other teams, I can't even remember who they are. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Happy birthday.
Sure. Happy birthday. Thank you.
Yes, and by the way, Portland, Maine, born and raised, so
that's right.
Cheers to you.
Thank you.
I gotta mention this shoot or the synagogue thing. And by the way, not everyone who is anti-Zionist like me is anti-Semitic. Okay,
yes.
But the thing about it doesn't make sense to me. The guy came all the way over from Europe to go to Texas, and it just seems weird. The whole thing just seems a little odd.
It does seem weird, but I mean the woman he wanted to get out is imprisoned apparently in Fort Worth. And he went to this place in suburban Dallas. So it's kinda in the same general metropolitan area, right?
Yeah, I guess. But the whole thing, I mean it just seems weird, and everything is so messed up in the media these days. I start to question everything, and I know that's probably not.
I agree. I think it's wise. That's why CNN has no audience, Ethan, because everybody is coming to the same conclusion, even liberals, I think.
That's true. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Ethan. 844-500-4242. 508 says Fauci was a master of the two-handed set shot. There's nothing wrong with a two-handed set shot every once in a while. And the underhanded free throw can be an effective weapon, too. I mean, look at Rick Barry. Wasn't he the best free throw shooter of all time in the NBA with the underhanded? I think he was. I could be wrong. Isn't he 80 years old? Why ask about high school basketball? If he is the science, who is the journalism? I'm not the journalism. I'm not 80 years old either. He's got 10 years on me. It was the two-handed set shot was pretty much out by the time I got there, except for when I used it in as the Coos at Deerfield Academy, and I never even made the varsity as the Coos. 844-500-4242. When I come back, well, 270 doctors called out Joe Rogan, but the authors of the letter and the vast majority of its signatories are not medical doctors. Are you telling me this is fake news? I'm shocked. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
This is personal because the Coos is one of us.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So it was reported very quickly on Saturday afternoon that the Muslim terrorist who had taken over the synagogue in suburban Dallas was, in fact, seeking the release of another Muslim terrorist who's imprisoned in Fort Worth. But that didn't stop the Democrat attorney general of Michigan, Dana Nessel, from suggesting that white supremacy could be to blame for the attack. this was on MSNBC, told Yasmin Vosagigian, whoever that might be, that a rise in hate crimes and formation of white supremacist extremist organizations would make the realization they perpetrated such an event hardly a surprise, even though it was already out. Again, it was already all over the wires, all over the other real news stations that this was a Muslim terrorist doing this. But she was blaming it on white supremacists. And of course, a Muslim terrorist can be white, but it's Muslims and white supremacists are not generally considered synonyms, are they? Unless you're a Democrat. 844-500-4242. My biggest concern hearing that it's at a synagogue is that this is someone who's intent on committing hate crimes in an act of domestic terrorism. And it's not just a random person it wasn't a random person who wandered into a synagogue, Attorney General Nessel. 844-500-4242. Are you investigating the FBI for the kidnapping of the governor of your state of Michigan? Is the FBI going to be investigated as domestic terrorists?
The investigation continued.
All right. 844-500-4242, 339. Just got back from Market Basket. Some empty shelves in the soft drink aisle. They were all out of 2-liter classic Coke. My daughter, who lives in New York City in the lower Manhattan, sent me some pictures of the empty store shelves. Everything, they were out of everything today at that in Chelsea, where she lives. Not Chelsea, New York. Not Chelsea, Massachusetts. And she asked the hippie clerk, what's going on? And he said, supply chain. That's another way of saying dementia Joe. Supply chain. Joe Biden. 207 doctors called out Joe Rogan, but the authors of the letter and vast majority of the signatories are not medical doctors. The story was broken by Rolling Stone magazine with a story headlined, Doctors Demand Spotify Put an End to COVID Lies on Joe Rogan Experience. And it was picked up by The Guardian, left-wing paper known in Britain as the Grainiad for all of its typos. Menace to Public Health, 270 doctors call out Spotify over Joe Rogan's podcast. Salon, doctors urge Spotify to stop enabling Joe Rogan to damage public trust in scientific research. See, this is what you call the big lie. You know, one little liar, Rolling Stone takes it, and it's amplified by other liars like The Guardian, like Salon. That's the way it works. That's the way it's worked since the 1930s. Twitter even got into the propaganda campaign against Rogan. Now it becomes a really big lie, right? Adding this, quote, medical expert's letter to their curated headlines section. So they've banned Donald Trump. They've banned all kinds of conservatives, but they're letting this crap go through from Rolling Stone, proven liars over and over and over again, whether it's about the Oklahoma hospital more recently, or about the tousle-haired all-American boy, Sarnieff, the Islamic terrorist mass-murdering killer on death row, or about the UVA rape case. So they're still a credible source because they're super left-wing. Well, this is from The Intercept. I reviewed this open letter, and it turns out that only around 100 of the 270-plus signatories of the letter are people with qualified medical degrees. And a large chunk of those 100 or so medical doctors are actually MDs employed at universities who are not, in fact, practitioners of medicine. Yet part of the letter reads, and remember this is signed by all these people who aren't doctors. And some of them don't have PA. Some of them probably dropped out of high school. But they still, as physicians, we bear the arduous weight of a pandemic that has stretched our medical systems to their limits. As the earlier texter said, is Dr. Pepper one of the signatories of this? To their limits. Doc Savage? To their limits, and only stands to be exacerbated by the anti-vaccination sentiment woven into this and other episodes of Rogan's podcast. By the way, Rogan says he's getting lots of emails and messages from other celebs famous people asking him, what did you do? I need some help. I'm not getting any help from MSNBC or CNN. Paradoxically, the disseminators of this petition are guilty of the very misinformation label they've attached to Rogan. In fact, neither of the two reported co-authors of the letter, Jessica Rivera and Ben Rain, or Rhine, possess medical degrees. Rivera holds a master's degree. Oh, I'm very impressed. Nothing more impressive than a master's degree. And Ryan is a PhD academic. That's equally impressive, a PhD. By my count, the letter is signed by over 50 PhD academics, around 60 college professors, 29 nurses, 10 students. Oh, 10 students. Are they in the School of Hard Knocks? Four medical residents, and even a handful of science podcasters. Science podcasters. Rivera, the reported lead author of the letter, is associated with the far-left Rockefeller Foundation and The Atlantic, and she is a CNN contributor. Oh, wow. She's a triple threat. Rockefeller Foundation, The Atlantic, and a CNN contributor. Wow, you don't, boy. Can I get me a prescription for some OxyContins, Dr. Rivera? I got a little bit of a pain in my back, you know. Just give me, you know, just 300 will do. Dr. Luke, you're next. Dr. Luke, did you sign the letter?
What's that, Howie?
Dr. Luke, did you sign this letter ripping into Joe Rogan?
No, maybe Doc.
Your name is Dr. Luke. You're eligible to sign.
I must have, right? Hey, when you have the same narrative over and over again, even after it's gone over the airwaves and over the TV, the TV waves, talk about corruption. That's all they promote their narrative over and over and over again. Even if the perpetrator was a Middle East person,
right?
And not a white supremacist. It's got to be a white supremacist, even if it's after the fact. Oh no, it has to be. Wait a minute.
Right. Well, it's again, Dr. Luke. You can read about this in the textbooks about the 1930s, you know, with Joseph Goebbels, and even before him, Benito Mussolini from Italy. I mean, this is the technique. You just keep printing the same story over and over again. It's the big lie, and nobody cares, ultimately. Or most people don't care.
Very frustrating. I hope America is starting to wake up to this silliness. It's very upsetting the direction we are going in.
It is. It is. Thanks for the call, Dr. Luke. Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
Howie, the U.S. authorities with the synagogue, they've taken the strategy of the French and the Germans when they tried to explain terrorist attacks 5 or 6 years ago. I was going through those countries quite a lot, and 150 or 200 people, or even tragically 5 or 6 people would die. And the authorities would say, because they'd let in over 1 million basically non-refugees, that this person had personal problems, they had drug problems.
Right, same thing with this guy. Yeah.
And they killed all these people yelling at Allah Akbar and ISIS and Al-Qaeda slogans, but supposedly one guy had repressed homosexuality, and that was an explanation for it. Another guy had a bad family life, and they were even prosecuting people in Germany who were making fun of this guy. One guy was making fun of a teenage terrorist as he was committing the act, and some moonbat Karen took him to a prosecutor in Munich and tried to get him prosecuted for hate speech because he was making fun of the terrorist as he was committing the act.
We'll remember in Orlando in 5, 6, 7 years ago, the guy who shot up the gay nightclub, they released the transcript. Remember this? The FBI afterwards. And he was shouting Allah Akbar, and they translated it as God is great. They wouldn't let him say Allah Akbar because Obama was president, and they didn't. And the guy was a Clinton voter, and his father was a contributor to the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. So I mean, this is the way they operate. Who are they fooling, though, Christopher? They're not kidding anybody, I don't think.
Well, they're not going to kid anybody, but in the meantime, you get people who die, but then someone at a Virginia school board says they don't want their child to be indoctrinated, and that person is somehow the next reincarnation of Hitler, and it's going on again and again. I think Nikki Fried, the gubernatorial candidate in Florida,
right,
she compared DeSantis to Hitler. And this is
right.
What we get when anything and everything is Hitler, like Godwin's law.
On national panhandler radio. So our tax dollars paid for the very popular, very effective governor of Florida to be called a Nazi on public radio. Isn't that great too, Christopher? No one called her out on this. Nikki Fried, she's the agriculture commissioner. She's like Debbie Wasserman Schultz Jr. from Broward County. And she's doomed as a candidate. She put her name, as soon as she was elected, she put her name on all the gas pumps because the for some reason the agriculture department checks the weights and measures on the gas pumps. So, you know, if you don't see if you're down here and you don't see a Joe Biden sticker on the gas pump saying I did that, which you see a lot of at like everywhere else, you see Nikki Fried's name on every single gas pump, reminding you that she's a Democrat and what the Democrats have done to gas prices and every other damn thing. Thanks for the call, Christopher. 844-500-4242. Now's the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try. I'm big on takeout, but every HelloFresh dish is chef-crafted and made with high-quality ingredients, so I can serve up restaurant-worthy food without leaving my home.
And have you ordered any meals for next week, Howie?
I haven't, Taylor, but I was just thinking, though, that, with what my daughter was saying and some of the callers are saying about, the food shortages are getting more prevalent in everywhere. This is a way to avoid the exasperation of going to the market, other than the cold weather and the Karens and the masks and all that. If you order from HelloFresh, it's going to be delivered.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love HelloFresh. And looking at next week's menu, I've put the pause on HelloFresh just for a few weeks, want to do a little bit of a cleanse, but it's coming back in full next week. And looking at the menu, they have one pan trattoria tortellini bake. Sounds delicious. And also one pot pork sausage and red bean chili, which sounds delicious. And some grilled onion cheeseburgers. A whole lot of great stuff.
Chili is much better when it has a little sausage in it, I think.
Oh, definitely. Pork sausage is so good. Oof. Oh, man.
That's what HelloFresh is. It gives you a really good change of pace, and it increases your options for the future. Even if you don't order HelloFresh again, you've got some ideas like throwing in sausage into chili. I'm always excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or 1 pound cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh also saves me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste so I can put extra cash towards other 2022 goals, like filling up my car with gasoline. HelloFresh has options for every time of day, including spinach and feta egg bites and ready-to-eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to grace@HowieCarshow.com. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a hop, screaming out the wall of nations in a while. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy...
Howie Carr is back.
Thank you.
Did anyone from the NBA sign that letter about Joe Rogan? I refer, of course, specifically to the Hall of Famer, Dr. J. How about former Celtics coach Doc Rivers? From the OK Corral, Doc Holliday. Well, there are a lot of doctors out there. It's only surprising only 270 would denounce someone who has his own very extremely successful, listened to by millions podcast.
Did the professor from Gilligan's Island weigh in?
That's true. He was just the professor. But again, apparently the professors are allowed to post their names on there as well. 844-500-4242. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, hi, Howie. I want to wish you a happy birthday.
And, thank you.
You're turning 70, but I was born in 42, so this is the year I turn 80. And I can assure you, you've got a lot of mileage ahead of you. So you just
I hope
going.
So.
But oh, I'm sure. I've been listening to you for quite a few years. I went to BU, lived in Newton, Upper Falls, and when I listen to you in the evening, I really feel homey about it. But listen, I was astonished by the spokesman for the FBI when he made his comments about this attack on the synagogue. I mean, it's clear that it was a miracle that more people were not hurt, because on Sabbath, as a Muslim, he knows that that synagogue would have been full of worshipers, and he probably was expecting to seize up to 100 to 200 people. It could have been a disaster, and they couldn't even connect the dots. And I'm telling you, the United States, we must become selective in the immigrants that we allow into our country. I'm using the word selective, not discriminatory. Selective, so that we don't allow these kind of animals into our country.
I know. How does this guy just walk into New York City? He just landed here, and they just waved him right through. Nobody did anyone do any checking on him? He apparently has a record as long as his arm in the UK, Robert. It didn't stop him, did it? Not for a second.
The thing is, a lot of the people up there look like him, and number one, but the British foreign minister immediately called it a terrorist anti-Semitic attack, immediately. And that was, well, before the FBI could come out with anything concrete about the true nature of this attack. But anyways, we've got to be thankful. It was a real miracle, a Sabbath miracle, and it could have been really deadly.
Yeah, every there's a synagogue where I live in here in Florida near within walking distance, and I often walk by it on Saturdays, you know, during the services, and they've always got an armed guard out front, and you know, sometimes I think, you know, do they really need this guy there? But the answer is yes, they do. They've had it since the Pittsburgh shooting a few years back, and the police would where I live are good, but they're not going to be there immediately. And you know, look at the FBI. I mean, can you really rely on the FBI to foil an attack like this? Obviously not. They're incapable of doing anything other than tracking those evil parents who want to stop their kids from learning racism in the public schools. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.